Seth Holmes, an anthropologist and physician on the faculty at UC Berkeley, has long had an interest in the men and women who make California's agricultural industry function.
I've been interested in migrant farm workers for a long time and for several reasons, partially because our food is so important, especially here in California, but we don't actually know much about the people who do the work.
So he decided to examine their health and their lives firsthand.
For 18 months full-time, I migrated with, picked berries with, lived with, crossed the border with a group of indigenous native Mexicans from the state of Oaxaca as they went through Mexico, Arizona, California, Oregon, and Washington, and back again. It definitely was not always fun, but it was worthwhile, and I learned a lot.
Holmes detailed that experience in his recent book, Fresh Fruit, Broken Bodies, Migrant Farm Workers in the United States. One thing he learned is how many Americans choose not to think about or rationalize away the hardships behind the fresh produce they enjoy.
There are ways that our society tells itself stories about people that make these social inequalities okay or that justify them. For example, some people would justify the fact that Mexican people are working bent over 7 days a week in the fields, even though that causes injury and five times more death than the average worker in the U.S. They would justify that by saying Mexicans do that work because they're lower to the ground anyway.
Workplace safety laws and regulations in California and the United States are generally good and could mitigate many of the most debilitating job hazards, Holmes observes, if they were uniformly adhered to.
In the case of a lot of immigrants for whom English is not their first language, and some of whom have an immigration status that makes them worried that they might be deported, a lot of those labor laws end up being broken by the employers, or in many instances, they're not followed as strictly as they would be with people who both speak English and are U.S. citizens who know how to call on the government to enforce their own rights.
This, of course, has a direct bearing on the overall health of those workers, and Holmes devotes two chapters of his book to analyzing that issue.
One chapter follows three migrant farm workers through their experiences of getting diseases and illnesses, and then the next chapter follows them as they're interacting with physicians and nurses in clinics and looks at the ways that their care is helpful and ways that their care sometimes is substandard or even includes subtle forms of stigma or racism or inequality.
Tomorrow, Holmes probes deeper into the health disparities that affect farm workers and suggests some changes to help improve the situation. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.